Spokane First Baptist Church has one message and one message alone. And that's Jesus Christ, crucified for the sins of mankind, resurrected from the dead, offering salvation to all who will accept you as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men, all kinds of men to me." Now that is how he was going to die, but that lifted up also means if I am praised, if I am shown, if I am honored, if I am illuminated, then people can see me. We do that, what we do here in the facilities, but mostly that is done with the lives that you live, using the characteristics that you have been born with, using the talents that he has given you, using the events of your life that he has taught you in. It is highlighting Jesus Christ and him alone. And that's what we want to do this morning. So if you imagine, you walked into a room, it's a dark room, kind of just, you can kind of see a little, and all of a sudden you see something and hear something in the corner. Okay? Which is why children should never have Mylar balloons in their room. I'm just saying. Or you walk into a barn or a shop or something, and suddenly you hear a loud growl or maybe a hiss. Now, these events sound bigger than they really are because it's dark and your imaginations run wild, okay? What do you need at this point? Well, some of you would say, "I need my pistol. That's what I need." No, you do not know what you're shooting at, and you bypass the first rule, know what you're shooting at. You need illumination. Light to provide information that leads to understanding so you can respond properly. Respond properly, no matter what is going on in your life. It refers to the dawn of understanding. All of a sudden you see and you kind of understand. A spiritual awakening. The moment a complex idea suddenly clicks in your mind. Has that ever happened to you? Been trying to figure something out, and all of a sudden you're going, "Oh, well, that's no big deal." These hearing aids drove me nuts for 2 weeks trying to get them in right. Nuts, couldn't do it. Looked at the example, nothing. And Cheryl just said, "Honey, it's like this. You turn it this away and it goes." Yeah, it was that easy. That easy. A sudden burst of insight. But there's another situation that needs illumination. All of a sudden there's a monster in your room. You've seen it, you've identified it, you've run from the room to get something to take care of it, but you get distracted along the way. Okay? And you don't deal with it at that point. It startles you the next day. You notice it the day after, and you soon forget that it's even there. You don't even see it. And it's in plain sight. You take it for granted. You need the dawn of understanding to click in there as well. And that's where we come to the communion table. We rejoice in Jesus Christ every week here. We recognize the position of Jesus. We sing of it. We identify it. We thank God for it time and time. Every week we come here to worship him. But do we fail to properly hold its full meaning and impact in our hearts and minds? Is it too familiar at times? Easy to do. Easy to do. Are we failing to give it the proper place of importance in our lives? Do we need God to renew the illumination of our lives of the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Do we need that in our lives so that we can get by tomorrow? Randy, my cares are so deep. You got your eyes on the wrong thing. It's Jesus Christ. Do we need that complex idea of death, burial, and resurrection to click new in our lives again? And there's only one way that happens. That's if God's Spirit brings a freshness once again to you. To you. Do I need the illumination in my life this way? And if yes, where do I get it? Where do I get the truth that I'm looking for? Where do I get how to live my life? Where do I get the morality and all this world is getting really crazy, guys. How do I know? How do I know? There's only one place I know. It's the Word of God under the guidance of the Spirit of God. Daniel chapter 2:22. He, that is God, reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in your darkness. Do you see that? He knows what's in the darkness. And the light dwells with him. I got kind of hung on that. Well, wouldn't it say that God is light? And some of your modern translations might, but that's not what it says. The light dwells with him. What's he mean by that? Took Jesus Christ. The Amplified Version says the same thing. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Jesus said it like this. Look at this, guys. I am the light of the world. That light that Daniel spoke about that was with God, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. That does not mean you'll know exactly what's going on, but you will not walk by yourself in darkness. He will lead and guide you, but will have the light of life. The light of life speaks of direction. Following God's teachings, removing the spiritual ignorance and the moral confusion. Do I know how to live in this world? Yes, God's word, give it to me. Do I know what to do in this situation? Yes, the Spirit of God will reveal God's word to me. It means salvation and vitality. See, darkness represents a separation from God and spiritual truth, whereas God's word says we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the faith that he has given us, and we no longer have to walk in darkness. Having the light of life is an assurance of a restored eternal relationship with our Creator. I can take that last breath and not have to fear what's on the other side, because my Heavenly Father waits for me. It is divine identity. Look, Jesus has the authority to illuminate God's truth for all areas of our lives. Truth. How you are to live. Which may be a little different than over here. He may say no to here to you and yes to them. He leads and guides you. Jesus promises his believer his life through the Word of God under the direction and illumination and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given and he never points to himself. Never does. What he does is he points to the light of life, which is Jesus Christ. He says, he will not tell what he wants. He will only tell what he hears, what Jesus has spoken to him. John 14, verse 18, Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I love that verse. I will come to you. John 16, 13, look at this. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all or complete truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Speaking to the disciples at this point. God has given us his blessed Holy Spirit. How, Randy? How does that work? Can you explain it all to me? No. But I can tell you what God's word says. Peter in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and if you're good, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? No, but that's what we put in there, isn't it? You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. John 14, 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it is neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. No place do you go after salvation are you alone. No place. But Satan is very good at making you feel alone. We live this world in feelings. I feel good. I feel healthy. I don't feel healthy. My head hurts. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. When he says this, the Spirit of God is with you, dwells in you. And God is providing illumination to us this morning through his word, if you will receive it. We need to allow his Holy Spirit to do the divine act of enlightening our understanding and insights into truth of Jesus. And he will, as we sang this morning, lead you to the cross. Lead you to the cross. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is what teaches me how to live and see my existence and how to respond. I like 130 in Psalms 19. The unfolding of your word. In other words, as you read God's word, it might be, there might not be a lot there for you, but as you live it, the unfolding of it, you see it come alive in your life. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. Folks, I got to tell you something. It's simple. This is simple. What you see is what you get. Careful, careful. Who did that? But he gives understanding. He imparts understanding. In Psalms 119:73, your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commands. This is my prayer this morning. Give me understanding of your word. Give me an understanding in whatever circumstance I'm going for, how you want me to think, how you want me to live. Teach me to get my eyes off my circumstances and onto the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach me. Because when you begin to do that, I will run the way of your commands. I'm not going to sit and pass judgment. I'm going to run at them. I'm going to live them with purpose. For you gave me a heart that is willing. Ephesians 1:18. And I pray that the eyes of your heart, that's the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened or flooded with the light of the Holy Spirit. For what purpose? So that you will know and cherish the hope, that divine guarantee, that confident expectation that we have, to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, that's God's people, that you may cherish your salvation. That you may cherish the Spirit of God within you. That you may cherish the strength that he gives you when they're just not there. That you will cherish how he is using you. That he will cherish the salvation that he has given us. There's a song we used to sing here. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart. And I pray you want to do that this morning.